Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. The Braves making some moves today. We've been talking a lot about the Falcons. It's a very quick show, just 2 hours, live from Gustin's, here off of 41 in Ackworth. Real quick, the Braves signed Robert Suarez, as you heard in the update, and I can't wait to see this guy close. 98 miles an hour at age 34, 98.6. That's the guy when the Braves, the bullpen door opens in the ninth inning, that's the guy that should be pitching, not somebody who's nipping, you know, aiming for the corners, throwing breaking balls, off-speed stuff. I need some heat, meat, and you're telling me, Abe Gordon, not the case. You feel the Braves are going to roll out with Iglesias and that Robert Suarez, who we just signed a 3-year, $45 million contract that Jeff Passan had from ESPN initially. And you're telling me it's going to be role reversal. He'll be the setup.
That's what it seems to look like, at least from the start.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And again, certainly with Snit, there was a lot of loyalty and some stubbornness, and it'll be interesting to see with Walt Weiss. The one thing I'm hoping, and I mentioned this to you as well, just be willing to adjust, be willing to adapt, be willing to change roles if it calls for that, because you just can't give away games in Major League Baseball. And we've seen the Braves' seasons fall apart the last couple of years at times because of the bullpen. It's nice to boost through the bullpen, but, yeah, I'm with you. It makes sense. Suarez is an all-star a year ago, one of the top closers in baseball, and we're bringing in him to set up. That's fine until it's not fine. Just be willing to change if need be.
No. I mean, you're basically, Abe's an old line that my agent, hey, brother, good to see you. A line that our old agent, Carl and ours, used to say, there's the world you live in, and there's the world you want.
Yeah.
And you're telling me the world I'm living in, that's Iglesias closing. All righty then. Day-Day is ready to go. The brains of the operation live from Gustin's. As we said, brought to you by Miller Lite today. There's Miller Lite swag. We got the really cool football koozies, which have the football. I love that. Again, because we go through koozies like socks. You can never get enough of those. And specials on Miller Lite. So join the party. We'll be here till 4. And, of course, get ready for the Falcons on Thursday Night Football against the Bucks. Day-Day is a combination of yeah, man, no, man, and guy talk. It's hey, yeah, man, no. Right here, as we're off at 4. Man, Steak and Sandra and Rusty are stealing money with this 2 hour stuff.
I know, right? Feels good, right?
Hey, yesterday we had our Christmas party, and I got to hang out with our sisters and brothers from V103 and Star 94 and WAOK.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was running upstairs with two slices of pizza, you know, like an animal, and up there in the studio, but we had a great time. Thanks to Mike Johnson for filling in. All right, brother, what you got today?
All right, so I'm going to actually throw this one back to you. NASCAR settles this federal antitrust case filed by 23 11 and front row. Tell me right, what this means. Because someone, a listener, put it to us this way in our behind the curtain this morning. They asked, So does this mean NASCAR lost?
Yes, NASCAR lost. NASCAR thought that nobody would take him to the mattresses on this, to use a phrase of Godfather. Michael Jordan and his team basically said, and it's kind of hard to explain. Think of it as like guaranteed spots that you buy into that are given out to. It's a little convoluted how NASCAR has done this, going all the way back to the France family back in the day. So it's almost like, well, why can't I just show up with my car and qualify for the race and I make the race?
Right.
And all 43 or 50 cars could show up and try to make it. And no, they basically slated spots that are locked in the field. To put it in layman's terms.
Okay.
And those come with a price.
The term they use is permanent charter.
Yes,
and there's 36 of them.
Think of it as a personal seat license for the cars. Giving you the right to race.
Gotcha. So that's a nice little segue because apparently.
And Michael Jordan said this is BS.
Right.
Nobody else was going to fight it. And one of the funny pieces of information came out that NASCAR brass, amongst other things that were in phone records, called Richard Childress a dumb redneck. Mm. And he doesn't take kindly to that. That's, for those who don't know, legendary team owner of Dale Earnhardt and numerous other drivers. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that NASCAR didn't want and would be continuing to come out if this didn't get settled, and that's apparently what they've done.
Got you. So, interesting enough, you talk about the guaranteed spots. Remember last week, or was it earlier this week? It might have been last week, but we heard that there was the reports that Notre Dame and this new deal going to the next season, that they'd pretty much be guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. Well, potentially, there could be some smoke with that. It looks like ADs from all the other leagues
are
threatening to freeze Notre Dame out of future scheduling after they found out about this. And so what do you guys think, man? Has Notre Dame kind of found themselves in a bit of a pickle with this situation?
No, I don't think so, Mike.
I mean, what is it now? It's the message or the letter of understanding?
Memorandum, which reportedly grants Notre Dame preferential playoff access.
I want to get my acronyms correct on their MOU, message of understanding. But anyway, this basically to Abe's and to your point, Dede, that they're locked in. If they're in the top 12, they're in. Why are they in? Because Notre Dame is a big brand. They make $50 million a year from NBC through 2029. So they're too big to fail, too big to join a conference. That's why I always say just the tip when it comes to them in the ACC. And the thing is, the ACC guys, Abe, if you remember, helped them out when all their Big Ten and Pac-12 teams canceled the season.
Yeah.
And the ACC threw them a lifeline. So it's kind of disingenuous for Notre Dame to say, you're lobbying for Miami over us. Well, they beat you head-to-head, Sparky. Sorry.
Right.
So now a lot of other schools are saying, screw Notre Dame. You've had preferential treatment all those years that Brian Kelly's teams did nothing in the playoffs. I don't want to lump him in with Marcus Freeman because he did a hell of a job last year. Those guys earned it. But those teams before that never earned it. That's why a lot of folks are saying, pound sand, Notre Dame. You've made it easy to say for us to say, we're going to try to marginalize you.
Right. Yeah, a couple of things. If it goes to 16, they don't have an agreement. This agreement with where they're ranked in automatic spot is only in a 12 or 14 team format. So I believe it's going to 16 at some point relatively soon. If it goes to 16, they'll either have to argue their way into a new agreement or just deal with the at-large consequences, which is what happened to them in this year as well. I also just don't buy that programs are going to ice them out. I just think there's too much opportunity to be on national TV facing Notre Dame. I just don't believe that. I think it's still better for your program, depending on what level of school you are, to be playing either at or hosting Notre Dame. So I think it's another game of chicken, as you want to call it, Mike. I think they're going to say this. I think when push comes to shove and they have an offer to play at Notre Dame or to have Notre Dame come to their house, if you're one of these Purdue's not going to say no.
No, no. And real quick, I was talking to a guy at the bar. He's around here somewhere. He's wearing the Notre Dame hat. And he goes, what's your mean on with Notre Dame? We're having fun. He's talking to my buddy Nap from Georgia Tech. The problem with Notre Dame, and my father attended Notre Dame after Vietnam on the GI Bill, and my dad loved Notre Dame. I went to South Bend A-Day when I was a kid.
Right.
I just never vibed it. I've talked about this going all the way back to my days at 790. Elitists, snobs, kind of like what Michigan pulls. Like, their stuff doesn't stink. You know, Ohio State are comfortable in their own skin. You know, they are meatheads, but Michigan people look down at everybody. And in the case of Notre Dame, it's the same thing. And Dave, you know the history. Yeah. I mentioned this, so I'll make it this brief. I mentioned this earlier in the week. back when it was Newt Rockne, and, you know, when they were a scrappy, tiny little school in this little town in the middle of nowhere, you know, in Indiana, they had to fight against the East Coast establishment, Army and Navy and the Ivy League and all that. And that's when they were the plucky underdogs. Now they hold all the cards. That's why it's the world's smallest violin for Notre Dame to play victim card here. When everyone says you should have just joined a conference, you should have just joined the Big Ten years ago, but they've never needed to do that with the influx of cash from their TV contract.
Yeah, and what ticks me off, Mike, is the seemingly lack of understanding from AD Pete Bevacqua in what the AC stance on this was. Because if the roles were reversed in any sort of situation, of course the ACC is going to fight for their team to get in. And for Notre Dame to not understand that, for Notre Dame to quietly threaten, because Notre Dame, you got to remember, Notre Dame is an ACC member in every sport besides football.
But football. And so, from volleyball to basketball to you name it. Right.
So there is a partnership there. They have a scheduling alliance, as you want to call it. It's not going to fall apart. But for Notre Dame to not understand why the ACC did what they did is also nonsense. It's small brain thinking. And so that to me is why I wasn't here for Pete Bevacqua's nonsense crybaby fuss. Over all of it is, of course the ACC is going to try and get Miami in. That's where the revenue comes from. So why waste our time complaining about it? You're not going anywhere. You're not going to be fully independent in all sports. So shut up. Deal with it. And you know what? Don't lose your first two games next year. Why don't you try that? Why don't you try not starting out 0-2?
Right. That's it. Hey, Day-Day.
Or get in the conference and play in a title game.
Please, Abe. We're cutting to Day-Day. Go ahead.
You guys are good.
The Notre Dame thing.
No, but because all jokes aside, the Notre Dame thing is serious. And I told you guys, I'm a fan of Notre Dame. I grew up loving Notre Dame. Right. But it is to the point in this day and age, I think they got to choose what's more important to them.
Right.
Getting that check. You know, keeping all the money for TV or getting into a conference and, you know, having legit opportunities to get into these playoffs. One more thing, I should say, and then I got one more thing. But shouts out to Georgia State. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they have gotten the okay for a baseball facility at the iconic site of where Turner Field was, or the old Fulton County Stadium, I should say. They're going to move the Hank Aaron Stadium into this area, and they're going to mark out there in the field, somewhere in the outfield, you know, where the home run, 755.
So walk me through this here.
Uh-huh.
I assume we're keeping Center Park Stadium, obviously. Are we getting rid of the blue lot?
So where
down
the
there?
Parking lot is
in that
they
right
turned
there?
Correct. They're
right
going to turn
Fulton,
that into the – and I don't know the last time you've been there. They've actually got, like, the living – they put, like, apartments.
I ran a half marathon.
Oh, there you go. So it's right behind the apartments where they, you know, like I said, they turned it into the lot there. So just want to give them a shout-out.
Bye-bye green lot. Bye-bye blue lot.
Right. All
we're all getting out of here.
And then the last thing I want to do is give a shout out. Last night, Abe, you and I were talking about this. We both had the Iowa State-Iowa game on.
Sure did.
Want to give a shout out to a local kid, Chazity Wright. She went to Wesleyan. I had the game on. Was kind of watching, but not watching because I was kind of starting my show prep. And she goes by the nickname Chit Chat. And I heard them mention Chit Chat, and I kept thinking to myself, can't be too many Chit Chats playing girls' college, women's college basketball out there. Look up. And sure enough, it was Chazity Wright. So just wanted to give her a shout out. It's always cool for me because you guys know how I cover high school sports. For me personally, it's always cool when I hear their names mentioned at the next level. So just wanted to throw that out there. That's
cool. All right, man. Good stuff. We were talking earlier today. The big story in sports is this unfortunate soap opera for Michigan. Again, it's not Shamar Moore. That's SWAT. And again, it's Sharon Moore, the head coach. And, of course, you know, we talked about when you get in trouble, they take the shot you don't want. The video that's now been making the rounds is from a Michigan game where they announced the coach or somewhere, and that is the assistant that he had the alleged affair with is next to him. Very obvious to see because she's got those, you know, Day-Day, it is what it is, the cheap-looking hair extensions. I mean, you can do a better job with that. But, I mean, that stuff is undefeated. And then subsequently, two separate incidents. Michigan fires him for cause. They investigated. You can't have relations with someone on staff. And then by now, you hadn't heard it. He apparently gets into a shouting match with his wife, drives over to the alleged girlfriend's house, threatens to kill himself, holding a knife to his throat. And that's why he was taken in by the police, handed off from one jurisdiction to another in suburban Ann Arbor. So it's just a nightmare for them. And now it's a nightmare for anybody who's got a coach who's doing their job because you're worried about him getting poached by Michigan if you don't have that big buyout. Anyway, that's the big story today. Man, this show's flying.
Yeah.
I stand by my statement. A two-hour show is stealing money. Carl and I used to do five, cinco hours. We're live at Gustin's. We got a full house, man. We got a great crowd over here. These guys are throwing down. We got brewskis going down. We got free stuff. When I was doing my rant about Notre Dame, see the guy in the Miami hat? He's like, hell yeah. He's going nuts. We'll come back. One final look at the Falcons where we turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. But since traffic's going to take me 3 hours, Blizz in Ackworth. Show has flown by because it's been 2 hours. That's why it's flown by. It's brought to you by Miller Lite tonight. Get ready for the Falcons, guys. Wade Ford Tailgate Show pregame. Plenty of fun. That I mean, we've handicapped the game, guys. If we play to our capabilities, you know, that's one thing, Day-Day. When we're at full strength, we know we can hang with anybody. We've shown that. Beating Buffalo, had enough, I thought, to beat San Francisco. The coaches made some mistakes. But when you don't have Drake London and your receiver core is not that great, Mike Johnson had a great phrase on Tuesday when we were up at Flowery Branch. The Falcons' passing game and offense, it's station to station. There is no explosive plays. There's no over the top. We did see Darnell Mooney catch the touchdown 50 yards in the air in New Orleans. So where is that? This knucklehead runs out of bounds. But that's why when your season is going the way the Falcons' season is going, that's when you see a guy run out of bounds for a touchdown. That's when you see, you know, a missed assignment on special teams. Special teams they've never fixed. I can't imagine, Abe, that they bring Raheem Morris back. Real quick, I want to get your take before we get out of here. Day-Day brought this up a few times in the last few weeks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Coach has been pretty cool with us. Yeah, he gets a little chippy with me because I get chippy with him.
Sure.
But he's had a zen-like sort of peace. Do you think he knows something we don't know? Is there any way in this world that Arthur Blank brings him back because events got beyond his control? Which I would say that's a completely ridiculous argument. They lost this season when they lost five games in a row because they couldn't correct things that were correctable. And the coach, you also hired two rookie coordinators who hadn't done the job, and that's on Raheem Morris.
So let me ask you a question before I answer the question you asked me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.